Developing a logistics-centered economy is a key strategy through which Jamaica's global competitiveness can be significantly enhanced. That's the word from Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, who says the idea of transforming Jamaica into a logistics hub and a logistics-centered economy is not a fantasy. He was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
No, it is not, because what it recognizes is a role for logistics as a key service area, linked to manufacturing, linked to a number of activities that provides a platform for the expansion and investment in a number of areas. Some of them,
Minister, not to break you, but how do you respond to those who say that things are not moving fast enough? You've been talking about logistics hub, logistics basis for the economy, but not much is happening.
Well, first of all, I think that the facts belie that impression. I spoke about Kingston Wharf and what they've been doing, Spanish Town and what that represents. But I think it is fair to say that because it's a new area of industrial development, the government had to lead in the articulation of a vision for that and to invite private sector involvement. Because, as I said, it is not the government that is building out these investments. It really is the private sector that we're inviting. The private sector moves very cautiously because there are a number of steps, there are a number of things that they will have to do. What continued to inspire me and to give me great confidence is the level of interest from a diversity of sources, both local and foreign, in the space and about logistics and the logistics hub. So from where we sit, yes, it is taking some time, but I think one has to appreciate that what is it we are building out a new sector, diversifying the economy and articulating something that has never really been done before. So we're really looking at and relying not just on old sectors to drive the economic growth, but on sunrise sectors, new sectors that will diversify the economy. And I believe that diversification of the Jamaican economy has never happened on the scale and at the pace at which it is doing now. And so I'll say to persons, yes, there's a sense that it's not fast enough to meet their needs. But when you look at the scale of the operation, what is involved, and the fact that these are new development, we have to give our local private sector an opportunity to even understand clearly what our business opportunity for them. And they're now finding it, because a number of them are investing in warehouse spaces. Yes. And warehouses is part of logistics and part of distribution. But there are many other opportunities in the logistics, in the supply and value chain, that I think as they begin to understand exactly what it is that we're articulating, you see more and more investment coming to the fore. What I'm heartened by is that in the sectors, in those other three existing hubs in the world, from where they sit, they are seeing the opportunities in Jamaica and are coming and investing in Jamaica.
Are you optimistic, Minister, about a significant expansion in jobs next year? Or is that just a pipe dream?
No, I am. And there's objective, more than ample basis for that, because the reform measures are now instilling a level of confidence in our local private sector. And a range of activity and a range of recent developments indicates why that is so. We have Heineken, for example, invested in Red Stripe to multiple of its market, the market value. We have Mussels Limited recently investing in Nestle, buying out Nestle's. And that follows the same ownership structure, for example, for Separate. So a manufacturing sector. So we see, again, more interest in the manufacturing sector, which can only spell positive indication for jobs. And so we have every reason, both from the international investor community and local investor community, just to believe that the jobs are coming, that investments are being made as a prelude to job creation.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
With our work for the ministry in the inner cities, we at the CSJP found that a lot of the youth who were getting into trouble just needed some guidance and opportunity. The JDF internship program offered a good mix of direction and marketable skills.
So the program gives them an opportunity to get some marketable skills. You would never believe the transformation in confidence and attitude. I am Corporal Aitman K at JDF.
I am Patrice Tomlinson Nephew for the CSJP. And together,
we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.